Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
G'day guys, welcome to this week's Mojo Makers episode, which is a recap of three challenges as suggested by guests. I thought, rather than me repeating what the guests have said, we can hear from them directly. So here is the first Mojo Maker from pro bass player Ivan Bodley.
I challenge people and myself to just keep an open mind and listen to things that you wouldn't necessarily assume are for you. Like, because there'll be things that you'll find, you know, like you say that you're like just like a hardcore rhythm and blues fan. That's your thing. And somebody sends you a link to like, check this out. This is a speed metal band. You're like, I don't like speed metal. It's not my thing, you know? Listen to it anyway. Because there's something in there musically that's interesting that may have come from rhythm and blues. You don't even know it.
Next up is entrepreneur Parker Harris.
And I was thinking about, you know, your audience and this show before about like, what is the little, like the challenge that I would recommend to them. And for me, it really comes down to reflection. Like, I think a lot of people like to plan, like to set goals, like to think of the future. But for me, the keystone to all of that is reflection and really like mining, like what was my failure this week? Right? Because the failure can become the seed of tomorrow's success.
Now, interestingly enough, performance coach Aaron Trahan also suggested reflection, and he expanded the concept by offering a practical exercise.
You know, I think a big part of awareness is reflection. I think they go hand in hand. And a lot of people, especially late at night when they're by themselves, and it's easy to not reflect because just continuing on with status quo is a much more frictionless path. Going back and reflecting, you're mining all the data, all the wisdom, all the knowledge, and it's not always a comfortable process. And so to break this down into an easy, executable tool, one of the things that I have my clients do is what I refer to as a 3-2-1 reflection exercise. And this is best used at the end of the week. Some people, you know, I've got clients that like to do this on Fridays when they're kind of, you know, wrapping up their work week. I got some clients who use, you know, Sunday afternoons as kind of a planning and strategizing time of looking back on the week and then planning out the week ahead. Whenever you want to use it, I recommend it being somewhere kind of at the tail end of your week to really look back and ask yourself a couple of important questions that go into this 3-2-1 exercise. First, the number 3. think of three things that went really well for you during the week. And these don't have to be huge, big achievements, but what are the three things that went well for you that you really felt good about, you really felt proud about? And then go a layer deeper. Why did those things go well? Try to find the common threads. What did you do to set up that success? What went in? Was it preparation? How did you create the scenario that you are now chalking up as a win for the week? So identify three of those and then just write out, why did each of these things go well? And see if you can kind of spot the common threads that you can look to magnify and amplify in the weeks ahead. The number two is, what are two things that didn't go as well as you wanted? What are two things that you really want to improve from the prior week? And the write out assignment becomes, what specifically will you do, or how will you improve these things in the week ahead or in the future? And so it's really identifying the same thing as the catalyst to what went well, some of the things that showed up that really didn't generate the results you wanted, and it's identifying how you will change them. And then the last question for the number one is, what did you learn about yourself through this reflection process, and why is that important? And so that's a great question to come back to the clarity exercise we talked about earlier, is when you're finding out what's going well, when you're finding out the things that need to be improved on, why is this important to you? And so it's a great way to always come back to, is this aligning with how you're defining success? Is this aligning with how you're defining happiness? So it's a reflection exercise that you can do every week that really just centers everything down to drive the awareness that's always going to make you more effective the very next week.
There you go, guys. I'm definitely going to try these. If you give them a crack, I'd love to hear how you go. And you can reach out at my website, danthomas.net. Thank you so much for tuning in. All the best with whatever challenges you're facing, no matter how big or small they are. And I'll catch you on the next episode.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.